Direct marketing. Unpacking the conflict between the amended CPA regulations and POPIA. Lise de la Harpe, Senior Legal Advisor, Regulatory Unit at Sanlam. The Consumer Protection Act, CPA, Amendment Regulations, 2026, gazetted on the 15th of April 2026, introduced a mandatory national opt-out registry to curb unsolicited direct marketing. Let's unpack exactly how these regulations fit in with Section 69 of Protection of Personal Information Act, 2013, POPIA. Direct marketing in the context of POPIA. POPIA defines direct marketing as approaching a data subject, either in person or by mail or electronic communication, for the direct or indirect purpose of promoting or offering to supply, in the ordinary course of business, any goods or services to the data subject or requesting the data subject to make a donation. Electronic communication, in turn, is defined as any text, voice, sound or image message sent over an electronic communications network which is stored in the network or in the recipient's terminal equipment until it is collected by the recipient. When direct marketing is conducted by means of unsolicited electronic communications, additional rules apply. These are set out in Chapter 8, Section 69, titled Rights of Data Subjects Regarding Direct Marketing by Means of Unsolicited Electronic Communications, Directories and Automated Decision Making. In essence, Section 69, 1, prohibits direct marketing by means of unsolicited electronic communications unless certain conditions are met. These conditions are where the data subject has given consent, or where the data subject is a customer of responsible party if the responsible party obtained the contact details of the data subject in the context of the sale of a product or service, and for the purpose of direct marketing of the responsible party's own similar products or services, and the data subject has been given a reasonable opportunity to object free of charge. Concept of consent. As stated above, one of the exceptions on the prohibition of direct marketing by way of unsolicited electronic communications is where a data subject has consented. It is extremely important to remember that consent is a specifically defined concept in POPIA. As such, for such consent to be valid, it must meet the following requirements. It must be an expression of will, given voluntary, be specific, and be informed. The problem. The amended regulations mainly amend Regulation 4 of the CPA regulations published in 2011, which deals with mechanisms to block direct marketing communication. In essence, from the 15th of April 2026, direct marketers may not directly market any goods or services to any consumer who has registered a preemptive block. All marketers are required to register on the opt-out register administered by the National Consumer Commission, NCC, and pay an annual fee. Marketers have the duty to cleanse their contact lists against this opt-out register monthly. Cleansing is defined as the process of removing consumers who have opted out of any electronic communication from a direct marketer's database, ensuring they are no longer contacted. It is clear from the wording of the amended regulations that it implies an opt-out of direct marketing by means of electronic communication. This conflicts with Section 69 of POPIA in terms of which you need a data subject's consent, opt-in, to direct market to them by means of unsolicited electronic communication, unless they are an existing customer, and then limited to the responsible party's own similar products or services. Failure by a data subject to register a preemptive block does not amount to consent for purposes of Section 69 of POPIA. Conclusion. During a workshop held on the 12th of May 2026, the information regulator specifically addressed this problem and noted that her office did provide comment on this issue when the regulations were still in draft form. It is, however, evident from the final wording that their comments were not taken into account. Be that as it may, all responsible parties are required to ensure that all processing of personal information is lawful, and in order to be lawful, it must comply with the conditions as set out in POPIA. As such, It is advisable to ensure that any direct marketing campaign that involves direct marketing by means of unsolicited electronic communication meets the requirements as set out in Section 69 of POPIA. Ed's note. I've done the Google search for you. Register for the consumer opt-out registry here. Dot. Ends. Author at Lise de la Harpe, Sanlam Plus posts bio at Lise de la Harpe, Sanlam Impact of the Revenue Laws Amendment Act, 2025, on Provident Preservation Fund members at Lise de la Harpe, Sanlam King V and the Concept of Independence. Impact on Retirement Fund Board of Trustees at Lise de la Harpe, Sanlam King V Code on Corporate Governance. Getting ready for its implementation at Lise de la Harpe, Sanlam National Assembly approves Revenue Laws Amendment Bill, 2025. At Lise de la Harpe, Sanlam FSCA publishes budget, estimates of expenditure, levies and fees proposals at Lise de la Harpe, Sanlam Section 37D deduction in respect of damages caused to an employer, obtaining an interdict against a fund preventing it from releasing fund benefits at Lise de la Harpe, Sanlam Ombud Council publishes draft rules for the Office of the Pension Funds Adjudicator at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam, is it not time for our law to make provision for the deposition of an affidavit virtually? At Lise de la Harpe, Sanlam Financial Services Tribunal reaffirms the Pension Funds Adjudicator's jurisdiction when it comes to enforcing divorce orders at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam, the Constitutional Court weighs in on the distribution of death benefits in terms of Section 37C of the Pension Funds Act at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam FSCA publishes final conduct standard setting requirements for pension fund benefit administrators at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam FSCA publishes joint communication on cloud computing and data offshoring at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam Fund death benefits. The weight of a beneficiary nomination. At Lise de la Harpe, Sanlam Tribunal rules on FSCA's authority to impose time limits on exemptions granted in terms of Section 7B of the Pension Funds Act at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam FSCA intends keeping a keen eye on fees charged on two-pot savings withdrawal claims at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam APAIA request for information is not a pre-discovery tool at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam OPFA Communication 1 of 2025 update on application of in duplum rule at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam FSCA publishes conduct standard prescribing requirements for financial institutions providing financial education initiatives at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam the risk in material non-disclosure at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam fund benefits and third-party bank accounts at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam recent adjudicator determination highlights importance of following S37D process at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam to be married or not to be. At Lise de la Harpe, Sanlam Section 2B of the Wills Act, the effect of divorce on your will at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam non-payment of retirement fund contributions. The risk of being held personally liable at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam legal expert unpacks the expropriation bill at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam litigants take heed. The pitfalls of relying on artificial intelligence at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam Treasury publishes the draft Revenue Laws Amendment Bill, 2025 at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam update from National Treasury on the draft Revenue Laws Amendment Bill, 2024 at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam deduction from fund benefits in respect of damages caused to an employer. The limitations set out in the Pension Funds Act at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam FSCA publishes request for information in respect of board members of retirement funds at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam death benefits and Section 37C. The duty to identify and trace dependents. At Lise de la Harpe, Sanlam two-pot truths for essays burning retirement questions at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam FSCA publishes request for information on charges and fees charged on two-pot savings withdrawal claims at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam Pension Funds Adjudicator publishes communication on the two-pot system at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam Treasury publishes the draft Revenue Laws Amendment Bill, 2024 at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam Pension Funds Amendment Bill, 2024 impact on treatment of maintenance orders at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam Ombud Council publishes its new rules at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam FSCA publishes draft forms for Section 14 transfers in terms of the Pension Funds Act at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam, what happens when the nominated beneficiary predeceases the policyholder? At Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam urges South Africans to pause before withdrawing. At Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam. FSCA publishes final joint standard on cybersecurity and cyber resilience requirements for financial institutions. At Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam divorce amendment bill signed into law. At Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam FSCA publishes proposed amendments to the conditions for Section 14 transfers in terms of the Pension Funds Act. At Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam ASISA publishes updated guidelines on the protection of personal information. At Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam Two Pots, Pension Laws Amendment Bill 2024 adopted by Parliament. At Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam FSCA publishes the final interpretation ruling 1 of 2024, RF, on the application of Section 37C of the Pension Funds Act, 1956. At Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam Two Pots update. Treasury publishes Draft Revenue Laws Second Amendment Bill, 2024. At Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam Two Pots, National Assembly passes Revenue Laws, RLAB, Bill the 20th of February 2024. At Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam Two Pots, FSCA today published requirements for rule amendments. At Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam contractual capacity of minors. At Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam pension interest and the joint estate, the impact of the Indaba judgment. At Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam, can you depose an affidavit virtually? At Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam Two Pot retirement system, reset back to the 1st of March 2024. Share on your socials.